Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What'd you make of Tomlin's defense of Minkah? I sort of agree with him. I find it impossible that somebody at that important of a position could have played anything other than a good game if you're holding that offense to 16 points, Brian.
Yeah, I talked to Minkah last week in the locker room about it, actually, Joe, and I'm not much of a hockey guy, but asked him if he kind of feels like a goalie sometimes with the way he's being used in this defense, and he laughed and said, yeah, you could say it's pretty similar, because if you give up a touchdown down the seam on your head, people will notice. It's very obvious. If you don't grab Derrick Henry by the shoestring and he stiff arms you into the dirt, people are going to notice. So you want more splash. I think that's why you do pay him. You know, he's got a $21 million cap hit this year. So I always kind of say you do expect the transcendent plays, the ones where you say, I don't even understand how
you think
just
they're coming.
That. Been saying that for a couple years now, so I'm getting a little nervous that maybe he's lost a step, and that has impacted the lack of the Minkah magic, but I think he still very much makes the routine plays more than a lot of guys at that spot.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The injury report, brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. What'd you make of the injury situation that Tomlin described?
I think it's kind of a secret, success for the Steelers that not only did they beat the Ravens in a close slugfest yesterday, no, it wasn't a Pyrrhic victory in any way. No real human toll taken. Keanu Benton shaken up, but Tomlin brushed that off. Joey Porter Jr., shin contusion, I think he said, after the game. That didn't stop him from helping to make the biggest play in the game on the two-pointer. So, I mean, it is tough to have that short week anytime, but particularly after what's the most savage rivalry in the NFL, for my money. And the fact that they did get out of there mostly unscathed, that you wiped some sweat off your brow from that.
Again, Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, they've got your back, not your wallet. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event, now through December 2nd. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 61 with cloudy skies. Got a tweet from somebody. The play was designed to run all the way, talking about the two-pointer. Nick Herbig was the guy who wrecked it, took out both pulling offensive linemen responsible for blocking Porter, allowing Porter to be one-on-one with Lamar. I think Lamar wrecked the play, or whoever called the play wrecked it. Lamar, if he takes off right away, it doesn't matter who wrecks who, and it's him and Porter one-on-one at the goal line. What was he doing? And I agree with Davis. What he was doing was waiting for a receiver that never materialized. If you think it was a design run all the way, maybe it was. Then he's got to take off and run. And Herbig played it well. He did. He played it aggressively. But it was Lamar's lateness on the play that allowed anything Herbig did to come into play, in my opinion. That was just a whacked out, weird, discombobulated, miscommunicated, I think, play.
You mean Mr. Jackson?
Mr. Jackson.
Lamar. It's almost becoming like a, what's the word, a compulsion for Tomlin at this point, the Mr. Jackson.
Yeah, I think he likes that. And every, Mr. Chubb.
Every single
mentioned.
Time. It's making me wonder if it's starting to be a mind game thing with Lamar or something.
That's a pretty good point,
or
actually.
Or his own team? I don't know.
And we didn't get a
or
Mr.
Us.
We didn't get a Mr. Garrett.
No,
today
no
Miles
Mr. Garrett.
Mr.
No.
Garrett had no sacks, no tackles,
yeah.
No forced fumbles,
not a single stat yesterday.
No, nothing yesterday.
Two games ago, TJ Watt didn't have a single stat. So we know these things can be deceiving.
Which game was that?
What was the
Commanders
most road game? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but he did get held in the
correct.
End zone.
Like I said, I didn't watch every single play of Miles Garrett. Maybe
I know,
he
but
got
it's,
held.
That's the second time this season he hasn't registered a stat.
I know. I'm not saying he's better than TJ Watt.
I know you're not, and I didn't think you were.
Yeah, no Mr. Garrett. Tomlin may have used too many misters. He may be at his Mr. limit at this point.
I wanted a Mr. Bush for Devin Bush. I really did.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and see if Devin Bush was out of place or if he was getting blocked out of the screen on some of these Taysom Hill runs yesterday from the Saints. I don't want to speak out of turn because, like I said, I haven't watched it, but I can only assume when a team ran for 8,000 yards and Devin Bush was playing 75% of the snaps, I've kind of seen that movie before.
Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Mark Cabali had one of the takes of the century earlier, a very hot take, comparing this team to the Steelers' most recent three teams that appeared in the Super Bowl. Wow.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.